Lee surrenders to Grant. On April 9, 1865, something happened that would change the course of American history forever. General Robert E. Lee, the commander of the Northern Army of Virginia for the Confederate government, surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant, the leader of the Union armies. This surrender didn't just end the Civil War. It had a powerful impact on both the Union and the Confederate governments, and on the future of the United States. Let's back up for a minute. The Civil War had been raging for 4 long years. The North, also known as the Union, and the South, also known as the Confederacy, were locked in a brutal fight over slavery. The South wanted to break away and form its own country where slavery would be legal. The North wanted to keep the country together and end slavery. By early 1865, the South was in bad shape. Its economy was collapsing, cities were being destroyed, and Confederate soldiers were low on food, clothes, and hope. General Lee's army had been fighting hard, but they were tired and running out of options. On the other hand, Grant's Union army was well supplied, strong, and winning battle after battle. After a long chase through Virginia, Grant finally trapped Lee's army near a small village called Appomattox Courthouse. With no way to escape and his men starving, Lee realized it was time to end the fight. He sent a note to Grant asking to meet and discuss terms of surrender. On April 9th, the two generals met at the home of Wilmer McLean. Lee wore a fancy uniform, while Grant showed up in a muddy coat. Despite being on opposite sides of a bloody war, the meeting was respectful. Grant offered generous terms. Confederate soldiers could go home, keep their horses, and would not be punished as long as they followed the law. Lee accepted. Now, let's talk about what this meant for the two governments. For the Union government of the North, Lee's surrender was a huge victory. It meant that the Union had achieved its main goal, keeping the United States together. President Abraham Lincoln had worked hard to guide the country through the war, and now it looked like peace was finally possible. The Union government now had to figure out how to rebuild the South and bring the states back together. This period would be called Reconstruction, and it wouldn't be easy. But Lee's surrender gave the Union the upper hand and the chance to lead the country into a new future, one without slavery. For the Confederate government of the South, it was the end of a line. Lee's surrender was a signal that the war was lost. Even though some Southern generals kept fighting for a few more weeks, the Confederacy was falling apart. Its president, Jefferson Davis, tried to escape to keep the fight going, but he was eventually captured. The Confederate government collapsed, and the dream of a separate Southern nation died with it. The surrender at Appomattox didn't just stop the fighting. It opened the door to a new chapter in American history. There would still be challenges, especially in giving freedom and rights to formerly enslaved people, but the country had taken its first big step toward healing. And it all began when two generals met in a small house in Virginia and chose peace over war.
I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.